Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hello, South Africa, and welcome to another week of Fishing Reports with Angler News South Africa. As mentioned, I am your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and I am proud to bring you the news that KZN is on the mend. And apart from KZN being on the mend, there is some good fishing throughout our entire coastline. And with the upcoming public holidays, we are hoping we are going to get you onto the right fishing spot. So our correspondents has been having their ears on the ground this entire week to let us know where is the good fishing spots. Now, starting off in the KZN North Coast, as always, Sadwana Bay, where the fishing has picked up just a touch. So last week, there wasn't any fishing at all due to the debris. Now, let's not get ourselves too excited because there is still a fair amount of debris around. But if you can get over that, the guys are getting some good kuta and tuna as per the last few weeks, as well as the odd marlin being reported. So as mentioned, it's starting to look good. Our waters are clearing up on KZN and the conditions are starting to clear up even more, as well as the fish being on the bite. So now moving on to Cape Vital and St. Lucia, we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with a fishing report, and this is what he had to say.
Hi there, Vinesh, and on your listeners, this is Jeff from St. Lucia. Yeah, the big news at the moment is obviously the mouth that had opened. As a result, there's lots and lots of dirty water everywhere. So the fishing hasn't been too great, even in the deep sea. Apparently, the guys have to go really deep. So most of the time, they're just getting a few tuna. But it looks like the kuta have disappeared for a while. I'm sure it's better fishing up at Cape Vital, because I don't think the water would have gone up there. So a lot of debris as well lying around. St. Lucia Beach is, I think, south of St. Lucia, Mapalan, that area. Also, lots of debris from the rivers that has washed out. An interesting thing, a few crocodiles lying around on the beaches at the moment. I'm sure they got caught out with the water that gushed out of the mouth when it broke through. And obviously the locals are collecting all the prawns and the barbels and tilapia and stuff that have also been washed out. They're probably dying just because of the seawater that has been coming in on the high tide. So the bounty is out there for the locals. But yeah, sadly, the fishing itself, you know, it's just too brown at the moment. Hopefully it'll settle in the next day or two. We need a bit of a northeaster to blow. And hopefully it'll clear up a little bit and we'll be able to get some more fish. Until the next fish, tight lines, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Guys, Jeff is from Fat Bike Fishing Charters. If you're in St. Lucia, he's definitely the guy to give a call and find out exactly where we are going to be fishing. So guys, Jeff did mention that there is still tuna about if we can get past the debris. However, there is no kuta. But what I can report is that if you are in Richards Bay, well, the fishing is fantastic. The water is clear, the harbor mouth is open, and the kuta is on the bite, as well as some snook. But speaking of the kuta, just yesterday, the 20th of April, we have a report that there's been a 36-kilo kuta being caught, and that is off the Richards Bay High Point. Now, if you are fishing in the harbor, well, there's still that decent grunter that's coming out, but they've also reported their first garrick of the season, and that was off 10 kilos. So Richards Bay, all in all, clear water and very good fishing. With the public holidays coming about, that is certainly an area you might want to launch your boat from. Now, guys, the Upper North Coast has been quite good. However, moving on from Richards Bay down through to Durban, guys, it has been a lot more tricky. So we haven't had too much reports from last week. However, there were a few guys that went out, and it has been very difficult getting out there, getting through the debris. But once they managed to get out there, the water has been reported to be absolutely stunning. It goes from blue into purple, and they have managed to get into some fish. And the fish that's been reported has been some cuta and tuna, as well as a very odd, nice Dorado. So we have Brad Krubler from Linsky Charters, who's been out yesterday, and this is what Brad had to say.
Well, good evening, guys. It's Brad here from the Durban Ski Boat site. Today was the first day we managed to get out to the sea. We went to go have a look at conditions to see what it was like. About 15, 20 k's out to sea there at the 40 feather mark, there is a debris line. I want to say it's about 800 meters to a kilometer wide of trees, reeds, roof trusses, plastic, and all sorts of stuff. Once you get past that, the water is blue, lovely clean. We managed to get some nice bottom fish today, rock hard slingers, soldiers, and trolleys, and also managed to get one Dorado while bottom fishing. So guys, as soon as the sea decides to clean out and spit out all the rubbish that it has collected, things are going to get better.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Guys, I cannot tell you how good it is to hear that. Last week's news was really, really gloomy, and we didn't think we'd be back to our fishing so soon. But the water is clearing up. The water has gone from brown to ginger and now starting to look green, and the fish is on the bite. But what must be noted is that when you are getting out there, please make sure that you've got someone on the lookout, because it's always better to be a bit slower than faster, especially when there's all those logs and trees and rubbish that Brad has been talking about as you reach your fishing spot. Now moving on to Warner Beach and Manzantoti, we've got our correspondent Brian, who has a bit of a report, not a fantastic one, but an honest one. Here is Brian.
Yeah, in terms of offshore fishing, locally I've heard nothing, absolutely nothing, to put it bluntly. The sea is still dirty. Rock and surf, I see some guys are fishing, but not too much. Not much is coming out. Still a lot of debris floating around out there. As well, I heard off Durban, the guys are getting some one or two bottom fish, but the water is still dirty in terms of game fish, so there's no blue water. You know, the one guy went out yesterday, he's off Durban, he said 15 k's out, was still green, super green. So, yeah, not good news, unfortunately. But, yeah, I'll take one day at a time, and hopefully by the next weekend, which is the Cuda Comp for the Durban Cuda Festival, hopefully things will improve and the guys can get into some cuta. Cheers for now.
Thank you so much for that, Brian. We can always depend on you to give us a good, honest report of what's been going on. So guys, yes, as Brian mentioned, next weekend is the Durban Ski Boat Festival. And from what we've heard, the water is clearing out day by day. And we can only assume by next week, the public holiday being Wednesday and building up to the Ski Boat Festival, we will have a lot more to report on. Now moving on to your areas of Port Shepston, Shelly Beach, Yuvongo, Margate, Ramsgate and Port Edward. We've got our correspondent Jan from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters, and this is what he had to give us a report of in his area.
Hi everyone, this is Jan from Lucky Sands Charters at Shelly Beach. The waters here are still murky and campfish are very scarce. Bottoms are good if you can beat the sharks. The sharks are really bad, taking a lot of fish. We saw some hillback cobias and good sized bottoms coming out. Big bronze breams and topia breams on the 60 to 70 meter mark. Weather is still varying a lot, but we hope for some better weather next week. Tight lines, my mind.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. So guys, as we can see, KZN, it is on the mend. There is some fish out there, but it is also very dangerous conditions to get out. Now moving on to the Eastern Cape, where last week the fishing was really good. How about this week? Well, let's leave it to John from East London to start off our Eastern Cape fishing report.
Yeah, Vinesh, the report for East London area. Over the past weekend, a few boats went out on Saturday, Sunday, and even one or two boats went out on Monday. And fishing wasn't the best in the shallows. A couple of boats stayed and ventured in the shallows, and with all the rain we've been having, the water was murky and dirty. Temperatures had dropped a little bit to around about 18 degrees, and fishing was very difficult. A lot of sharks were biting and barbel, especially in that dirty water. But the boats that ventured out deep had a lot more success. Temperatures were nice out again. They were 24 to 24 and a half degrees, and I heard of some game fish coming out. There was the dorado or two caught, and some bonitos were caught, and also a marlin was dropped on a bottom bait. A person was reeling in and a marlin hit his bottom bait and couldn't hold on to the bait, and obviously the fish was lost. As far as the bottom fishing goes, the deep side was quite good. There were quite a few red stem grass caught, as well as many other fish. It seems that the change from a couple of weeks ago, where all the fish had lockjaw, has changed now, and the fish are feeding again, which is good news. Vanessa, as I mentioned to you, that next week we have the Bottom Fish Nationals hosted in East London. It's the South African Deep Sea Angling Association Bottom Fish Nationals. The seniors are doing it, and we have 17 teams from various provinces. We've got Free State represented, Natal, Western Province, Southern Cape, Border, Eastern Province, and SADSA themselves have put in four teams. One under 19 team, one SADSA team, and two SADSA Masters team. We have also got two ladies teams that are fishing, and a couple of teams with lady anglers, so mixed teams. So yeah, Vanessa, I can report back on the following week what's happening. The opening evening for this event is going to be held on Tuesday evening at the East London Ski Boat Club, and fishing starts on Wednesday, and weather permitting, 5 days in a row will be fished. So 17 teams going out, there's three people in a team, and going out for 5 days in a row if the weather permits. Let's hope that the weather stays good for the entire 5 days, and visiting teams can enjoy our waters and taste some of our nice big fish, enjoy catching some of our nice big fish in the area, as a lot of the teams come from areas where these big fish aren't available to them. I just would like to wish the border teams good luck, and myself and a few other of my compatriots are fishing in the SADSA teams, so all good luck to them, and I'll report back to you next week again. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, John. Now, guys, as we can see in the East London area, same like KZN and the inshore, not so good. But as you venture into the deep, some fantastic reports of a variety of fish coming out. And we will be looking forward to John's report next week of the nationals that are going to be taking place. Now, what about Port Alfred? Well, there has been some fish coming out, and we have our correspondent Desmond that has a bit of a report for us.
Hi there. On Saturday over the Easter weekend, the sea conditions weren't very good, but some of the guys did get out. But we did manage to get some nice cobbler and some carpenters. Then some other boats got some nice hake and Cape Gurnet. But that's about it, eh?
Thank you so much for that, Desmond. Glad to hear that you've had some rods bending in your area. Now, what about Port Elizabeth? Well, we have our weekly correspondent, Lando, from Alcox Brothers, who's had his ears onto the ground, as he always does. And this is what Lando's report was about.
Yeah, guys, on the last week of fishing, there's been some, the guys have been concentrating on tuna because the tuna classic's coming up in just over a week's time. So the guys have been going out for tuna and they've had some really good results. So there's been some nice tuna around, guys. So it's definitely worth, if the guys are going to get out there and put some troll or do some spinning or do some bait fishing, get out there for some tuna. You guys are going to do well. And then also the Cape St. Francis area, there's been hell of a nice tuna coming out. So the conditions were a lot better than normal. And then what's also been very good lately, some nice keelback coming out. So, yeah, it's definitely worth getting out there. And the weather patterns have been slightly better than normal. So we're just hoping that the Tuna Classic will get some good weather and they'll have at least 2 days of good fishing. But it's definitely worth to get out at the moment. The bait fish are around, the pilchards are here now. So all the game fish are falling. So if you guys want to try some going out for some bonito trolling, spinning, that's definitely worth it. And that's from Port Elizabeth to Cape St. Francis. Okay, guys, have a good one. Cheers, bye.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. Another fantastic report where the fish is on the bite and the conditions are looking good and certainly worth launching your boat this weekend. Now, guys, our next stop is in Jeffreys Bay, where we've got a report from our friend Theo Herbst from TJ's Bait and Tackle. And Theo reports that with a bit of the red tide, there's been a bit of yellowtail and keelback that's on the bite, as well as lots of shad and kalyun. The guys are also catching a fair amount of tuna and dorado, and there's been reports of a fair amount of baitfish. Now, your other areas like Plettenberg Bay, Stillby, Straysby, Hansby, Hermanus, and Betty's Bay, we have been receiving fantastic reports of tuna. Guys, the tuna is on the bite, the fishing conditions are fairly decent, and the anglers are getting out there. So, this is our general report from our correspondents, but where we have a little more detailed report is from Rudy in Somerset West. And this is what Rudy has to say.
Morning, Vinesh. Hope all is well and good at site. With all the flooding and that was going on your side. Okay, from our side, inshore-wise, not a lot of activities fish-wise, but offshore, the tuna are still biting very well, and it's a bigger fish, the 70 to 80 kilo class. Here and there, a nice big one amongst them, and then also lots of long fin in amongst them as well. Rock and surf side, I know it's not linked to the boats and that, but the rock and surf side, lots of good catches going on our coastline this side. Lots of galjoen, plenty, beautiful size fish, couple of cob in amongst the galjoen, and then also good steenbras coming out. So rock and surf side, very, very positive with the fishing. And then, like I said, the yellowfin tuna are still biting very well. Yesterday was a good day that the oaks went out. Today is another good day. I know of quite a couple of oaks that went out. Wish I could be there as well, but the person has to work. So, yeah, let's see what comes up next week. But that's so far the report I've got for this week. Lekker, all the best and go well that side.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. Another fantastic report and another report reiterating that the inshore is still pretty quiet. But if we are venturing offshore, wow, what fantastic reports of that tuna. 70 to 80 kilos. Absolutely fantastic. Now, I couldn't get through to Sean from Out Bay, and that is because he is out there getting that tuna as well. So now our remainder of our reports comes from our usual correspondent, Mr. Linton Naki. And this is what Linton had to say about fishing in Cape Town and the surrounding areas.
Very quick update. My mate Jean-Ré Geldenhuis is in Fujairah. He is working for Solomon's. The Dorado have come on the bite there. So things are looking good on that side. He says the heat that keeps them down. And it's also Ramadan, so you can't really go out and buy things during the day. It's quite difficult, but it's all the expats who are now fishing with him, booking charters. But Sun's produced some really good cob over the Easter weekend. From Hansby down to Hermanus, down to Hanklip area, galjoen, bankfish, mainly galjoen. Strand Reef's been really quiet. I've heard of a couple of cullies that have come out, one or two cob, nothing fantastic. Then to the Macassar side, there's been nice cob caught early morning, as well as Khalyun, and also quite a few Sweet William or Spotties on our side. There has been a bit of tuna in the deep, some nice yellowfin, but as far as going up to the west coast, Britannia Bay, I know there's been a lot of Hottentot or Cape Bream, if you want to call it that. There was snook, I don't know what the tallies were, but I do know that over Easter the fish were going for 180 to 200 rand a fish off the boat. That's all I've got to tell you, young man. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. Another fantastic report from you, my friend. And good to hear that the fish is still around. Yes, guys, Cape area, Western Cape. Wow, that Khalyun is in abundance. Now, for our final report, we round off in Namibia where, guys, it is the same the last 4 weeks. It is cob, cob, cob. That's all I can report on. All our correspondents have given us the same report that the cob are still pretty thick throughout the entire Namibian coastline. So guys, that brings us to the end of our fishing report for this week. I hope you found it informative. I hope it helps you to get onto that right fishing spot, especially with these public holidays coming about. The best news is KZN is on the mend. The rest of the country, we are still fishing good. With the weather conditions looking quite positive for this weekend, I am sure we are going to be launching boats and bending rods for now and the public holidays coming up. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.